What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 23 of the Tucson Pinball Podcast. Welcome to Wayne's World. So earlier this month, it's June 23rd, 2017 today. So on June 2nd, it was a Friday morning, I got to go in to 96.1 KLPX, which is a classic rock station here in Tucson. And I got to go on the world famous Frank show and we got to talk about pinball. And it was a lot of fun. So I get to the studio a little bit early because they want you to, you know, make sure that you're there for the segment and everything. And so I get in during a break and Frank and I are talking and the producer was talking and Vic and because Sherm was out. If you're familiar with the world famous Frank show, Sherm the producer and Frank are the two voices you normally hear, but Sherm was out on vacation. So Vic was filling in as the producer, and he was a lot of fun, and asking some good questions, and so I got to chat with Frank a little bit, and I honestly had no idea what to expect when I was going in. It's like, what are we going to talk about? Because we kind of Sherm and I had chatted in an email about, you know, Tucson Pinball, but also the Tucson Pinball League, and there's a lot of different things that I have going on with pinball in Tucson, right? So I was just like, I have no idea what path this is going to take, or if we're just going to be like, hey, let's talk about, you know, whatever, you know, tournaments or different game titles or what's the best game of all time and, you know, what's, you know, whatever. Like, I had no idea. So I get in there and we're chatting about, he wants to know if I know what the Tucson, or if I know what the pinball arcade is. And to that, I'm like, well, yeah, you know, we chatted a little bit about that. And he's like, I love Medieval Madness. and I was just like, oh, this is cool. You know, so he was talking about how he's got it on his PlayStation at home. And he's like, that's the one I gravitated to. And that's the one I really, really like. And so we chatted about some of the stuff on there and everything. And that came up in the interview. And I'm not really meaning to rehash this because I have a copy of the interview, so I just wanted to kind of point out that I went in there not knowing what to expect, and in the end, I had a blast, and it wasn't, you know, like some 30-second Google search that he did before I walked in the show. Like, he knew what he was talking about. He was a lot of fun to talk to, and I think that it came out positively for the hobby, and hopefully, you know, got a few new pinheads in Tucson because of it. So I think that was the case. We'll kind of have to wait and see on that one. But either way, so without any more chatting, here we go. We're on the Frank Show.
100% made in America. More Frank now on 96.1 KLPX.
All right, it's 8:26. It's the Frank Show, and I'm excited to welcome our next guest. He's sitting to my right. His name is Wayne Sager. Did I say your last name right?
Absolutely.
I got it right. Yeah. Very nice. All right. Wayne Sager is the founder of the Tucson Pinball League. You can log on to TucsonPinball.com. Wayne, you're a young guy. How did you start with pinball? How did you get into it?
So there used to be arcades on every Air Force base on the planet. And that's where it starts.
Okay. So you're an Air Force brat.
I am.
And we were chatting off air. You guys moved around a lot. I have that in common as well. My old man was in the Marines, and then he was in the Air Force after that. But I was like 3 or 4 when he got out of the Air Force, so I didn't have the experience of being on base. Do you remember the first pinball game you ever played?
No.
It's a tough question, right?
Yeah, it's just, you know, you see everything everywhere, and you're just like, man, I'd love to know.
Yeah, yeah. So my experience with pinball is kind of spotty. In the early 90s, there was a Simpsons pinball machine in the student union.
Uh-huh.
And there was a non-traditional student, a lady, who, and I'm 18, 19 years old. This woman is now my age. She was in her mid-40s. But this woman was smoking it on this Simpsons game. And she was playing pinball like I've never seen anyone play pinball before. And you're into it. You're doing competitive pinball. So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. There's an intensity to it that I was so drawn to because I'd never seen it before. I'm like, how is this pinball thing so intense with this lady? Look at her. She's crazy. Look at her. It's nuts. It's so much fun to watch.
Yeah. And when people get into it, like, it's a world under glass, right? And when you get in there and you get immersed
Said it's a world under glass.
Absolutely.
I've never heard that phrase before. But, yeah.
And the good games, they draw you in, and you're one to it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it feels like you're fighting the machine. Sometimes you feel like you're playing with the machine, and you're just fighting gravity. But it's just there to be fun.
That's funny that's all it is. It really is gravity that you're fighting against. So a couple weeks ago, I was looking to add a game or something to my phone for downtime. And I started wondering about this Simpsons game. Is it available? And then I discovered the Pinball Arcade app. You're familiar.
I am.
Yeah. This thing is amazing. The detail to which they've recreated these pinball machines for this app is spectacular.
Yeah, they pick up a copy of that machine and they take it completely apart.
Yeah.
And they measure everything out. They put it into a CAD model and then they recreate the graphics of the game based off of that CAD model. And then they do the same thing with the code to the Pinball Arcade. Its great strength has been the rules and just showing you how to play the game. It will tell you everything you need to know about playing that game and how to enjoy it and how to score well.
Yeah. So after I dove into pinball a couple months ago, I quickly learned that Medieval Madness pinball machine is widely regarded as, if not the top pinball machine, one of the top three pinball machines of all time. What are do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
So for you, Medieval Madness is as good as it gets.
It's arguably as good as it gets.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different tastes. There's a lot of different formats as far as the layouts. But for a lot of people, Medieval Madness, you just find the shots. And when you're hitting your shots, there's nothing more fun.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, just hitting everything and life is great.
So I found out that the Pinball Arcade app, because I downloaded it on my iPhone. But then I found out it's also available on PS4 and other gaming systems. So now I've got Medieval Madness on my 55-inch TV in my bedroom, and it's a lot of fun. Here's what I was going through, Wayne. I was like, maybe if I stand up while I'm playing it in my bedroom.
Isn't that kind of trippy, though? But you're so used to playing video games sitting down in a comfortable chair, but you're like, but when I play pinball, I'm standing, you know?
So I thought, well, maybe if I stand up and play it, it'll be a better simulation of actually playing. Give me some other pinball titles that the pinball community regards as highly as Medieval Madness.
And are any of them Lethal Weapon 3?
They are Lethal Weapon 3.
Really?
Yes.
Lethal Weapon 3 is one of the top arcade pinball machines.
Lethal Weapon 3 exists. It's a fun game. I wouldn't say it's regarded as one of the top games.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was wondering about.
It does exist. It's a fun shooter. It's a fun shooter, but it doesn't have all the elements that people say it takes to make a great pinball machine. But some of the best ones, along with Medieval Madness, you've got Attack from Mars.
So now I downloaded Attack from Mars, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Goofy Martians, and who doesn't like that, right?
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the aspects, though, is Medieval Madness is great because it shoots well, it's got great rules, but it's also got humor in there.
Oh,
it's
got
a great art package. But when the machine's giving you a little bit of a hard time, you know, just kind of yucking it up a little bit, then, you know, It gives you everything you want.
There's some lines in Medieval Madness, like when you rescue the princess, and she's like, oh, not now, I've got a headache. So I've got like all of these funny lines where the game is kind of trolling you running through my head. So Attack from Mars. Would you put Adam's Family in the upper echelon of pinball machines?
Adam's Family and Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone is and I've seen a bunch of lists. If you just Google top pinball machines, you'll find all manner of lists. And I've seen several that have the Twilight Zone game at the top.
Yeah, if you're doing a Mount Rushmore, those are your top four.
Yeah. How many Doctor Who pinball game machines are there? There's like two or three, aren't there?
There's only one that I know of, but it does incorporate seven Doctors.
What does that mean? Oh, you've got to know the show, I guess.
And I got to admit, I'm not super familiar with that show.
Yeah,
but
neither am I.
But each one of the Doctors on the machine, it gives you a certain benefit.
Yeah.
And it lets you select various Doctors throughout the game as you make progress. So you can kind of stack some of those Doctors, and that's part of the strategy.
Right. Vic?
What about the Aerosmith pinball machine?
Okay, so Aerosmith just came out a couple months ago. That was put up by Stern.
Is that brand new?
Brand new.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
And so Metallica had come out a couple of years ago, and that the art was done by Dirty Donnie.
Okay.
And Dirty Donnie came back to do the art on Aerosmith as well, and he crushed it.
Oh, wow.
Metallica looks amazing. It's an amazing game. And he said in interviews that he's taken that experience and applied that towards what he did on Aerosmith.
Yeah.
It's a great shooting game. It's so much fun. And the best part about, you know, modernizing of pinball is that Stern was actually the last of the pinball manufacturers to move to an LCD display.
Oh, yeah.
And so now you don't just have dots, or you don't have like a calculator screen displaying your score.
Right.
You now have a 15 and a half inch display, a laptop monitor basically, showing you and telling you what to do, and they're able to do even more with graphics and everything.
Some rewards for some of these games would be a mini game on the LCD display.
Video modes exist.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. We're chatting with Wayne Sager. He's the founder of the Tucson Pinball League. How long ago did you start the league?
July of 2014.
Okay, so yeah, you've been around for a couple years now. So I understand that you've got coming up the Tucson Pinball City Championship. And this is part of an accumulation of scores from the past 12 months, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, it's going to run through the calendar year of 2017. There's a select amount of tournaments that will add scores to this. It's kind of a pool. If you look at like NASCAR or the PGA Tour,
uh-huh.
like how they just collect points throughout the season,
right?
It's a lot like that.
Gotcha.
And so after the calendar year is over, we'll host an event, and the top 12 players will get to participate, and I'm trying to put together a cool prize package and trophy pack and stuff like that.
Well, I'm looking at the top 16 ranked players in Tucson, and at number 6, I see the name Wayne Sager, and that's you.
That's me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When you participate in a pinball tournament, do you get to choose your machine, or is the machine chosen for you?
There's a lot of different formats, and I try to run a lot of different formats so that when we travel to other areas, because that's a thing.
Everyone's prepared.
Yeah, everybody, it's like, okay, we've seen this event before because we run it back at home.
Yeah.
And that started because I went to an event in Phoenix, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I have no idea what to do. I've never done one of these. My heart was racing.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm so fortunate to get out of the first round.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, I can barely stand still.
Right, yeah. All right, so for the city championship, what's the format?
So the format is going to be based off of two of the predominant tournaments throughout the year. One of them is called Pinburg, and it takes place in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And it's the largest pinball tournament on the planet.
Yeah.
It's 800 players.
Oh, my God.
And people travel from all over the country and all over the world to go there.
Right.
And that's set up in banks. You have four-game banks.
Yeah.
And then you'll have a four-player group, and each group basically will play each game in that bank, and then at the end you'll get points awarded to you, and it's kind of like a wins losses. So if you're in a four player group, if you come in first, you'll get 3 points.
Okay.
And you'll go 3-0, and then if you do that throughout the entire bank, you go 12-0.
Oh right, yeah.
And so there's a little bit of math that you got to have a little projector going on.
It kind of sounds like European Championship soccer almost, because they have groups of four, and everyone competes against each other in that group. You accumulate points, and the two teams with the most points out of that group move on to the single elimination phase.
That's how it goes.
So that's the same thing.
Yep.
I love it.
Does it look like the end of Tommy? You know, the big culmination when he's fighting Elton John.
You want to talk about Tommy Pinball?
Oh, yeah, there's a Tommy Pinball in... All right, we're getting meta here.
You know what? It's kind of funny, because if you want to talk about a genre or a category or whatever, there's probably a pinball machine about it.
Yeah. I saw... Is there a Cheers... I don't know why I'm obsessed with Cheers lately. Is there a Cheers pinball machine?
I don't think so, but there's a couple non-licensed themes that come really close.
Yeah. Airwolf. Come on, just real quick, because I've been mentioning these shows to Frank, and I want to let him know.
You know what I want to see is a Stranger Things pinball.
Oh. It's such a fantastic show,
it's
isn't
so
it?
It's so great, yeah. I just finished, I'm always late on a lot of stuff, but I just finished watching that
it's
series,
good.
And it's so good.
The soundtrack alone would be worth playing.
Oh, that intro.
Yeah.
That intro.
Yeah. I got to ask, do you know what your high score on Medieval Madness is?
I don't think I've broken 100 million.
Okay.
I think it's maybe 96, 97-ish.
Because when I went to D&D Pinball, I got all excited. I didn't go with cash like a fool. And the ATM down the street was out of service, so I found 3/4 in my change thing in the car. I got one play out of it, but the high score I saw was 210 million.
And I know who put that up.
Do you know?
I do.
Yeah? What's the person's name? Are they on this list here?
I'm willing to bet it's Andy Nichols.
You know what? That Andy does sound familiar, actually.
Andy puts high scores up on a lot of games. It's either that or it's Matt Christian.
I feel like I remember seeing the name Andy, though.
Yeah.
Nichols doesn't ring a bell, but yeah.
It's either ABM or MAC. That's what you want to do. You want to know what the three letters are and who that is.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Because those are the top dogs.
I got FJB. That's what. So if I wanted to be part of this pinball community, starting at the Tucson Pinball City Championships is probably not a wise move. When's the next event for people that are just getting started or interested in getting participating?
We actually had one last night. I run a couple different types of formats.
Yeah.
The one that was last night was the finals for the Tucson Super League.
Oh, wow. What's the Super League? What's that?
So the Super League, it's a league in that everybody's pooled together, but you can play at any time. You only have to be able to make the finals. And we have leaflets on the machine saying this is a Super League machine.
Oh.
You go and you take a picture of your score after you play it. You send it to me and I'll put it up on the list and I post the webpage it's on Tucson Pinball. It's one of the Super League standings.
Right.
And so it's really cool because I get these messages, whether they're email or Facebook or whatever, and I get to build these up, and like you can see when everybody's like, oh man, I'm kind of near the cut line. I got to go back and play some more.
That's great. You know, I sit in my bedroom and I play Medieval Madness on my PlayStation 4. And then I'm always thinking, every time I'm playing, the whole time I'm thinking, I'm like, man, I'm going to go and I'm going to play it for real tomorrow. And then I get off the air and I'm like, man, I'm hungry and I want a nap.
Yeah. And you know what? It's kind of cool about pinball because you can play, and I've got nothing against video games. I might be on at 1 o'clock in the morning playing World of Tanks or something like
that.
But there's something about the physical analog of that ball,
know,
and it's
dude.
Just like it's,
I know, I'm with
it's
you.
Different, and you
I'm
get the
you.
Feel.
Yeah,
I have an idea: Deer Hunter themed pinball showdown.
All right. So,
is there going to be some kind of Russian roulette aspect to it?
That's what I'm saying. Everybody dressed full dress, like just like the Deer Hunter.
Well, I'm sure everybody's seen the big buck hunter, the shooter, right?
Yeah.
There is a big buck hunter pinball machine.
That's great.
It, like I said, it's out there. It exists. That's it's got to be.
We're going to talk because we're going to set this up. I want to do this.
We can make it happen.
It's Wayne Sager. Wayne Sager is the founder of the Tucson. Let me make sure I get the website right. TucsonPinball.com, is that right?
That works.
Yeah, TucsonPinball.com. And you've got city championships. And is it this weekend?
No. This is going to be at the end of 2017.
I see.
And it's kind of something that I just made that webpage live. That portion of the site, it's something I've actually been thinking about for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And I've wanted to make it proper.
One other thing real quick before we move on, I saw recently the national championships, the national pinball championships was won by an 11-year-old kid.
Yes.
Has that happened before?
No, he's actually the youngest winner of this tournament. And there's a couple different organizations that run various different tournaments.
Is this like boxing where there's like 20 different...
No. Nothing like that. There is divisions based on your world ranking.
Right.
And what you... Like, if you're a top player, you can't go and show up to D division and be like, yeah, I'm here to play.
Right.
You know, they're going to be like, no, you have to play in A.
Yeah.
But no, the event, the Papa World Champions... And it was won by Escher Lefkoff, who's not 18.
Real quick, the top three spots in Tucson to find pinball machines.
So you've got D&D, which is a great hub. Right off 4th Avenue. You've got our location. We've actually got two locations, and so that would probably be 2 and 3, because as far as game count goes, we have the second and third highest.
Okay, where?
So Tucson Indoor Sports Center, right off of Grant and I-10.
Dude, really?
It used to be called Blade World.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we have. We have the girls from roller derby in all the time, so we're always talking about that place.
And you know what's awesome is I'll show up, and it's like, hey, these games got played a lot. What's going on? And I'll go talk to the bartender, and she's like, yeah, we had roller derby this last week. And it's like, I love roller derby.
So Tucson Indoor Sports Park is one. Where's the other?
The other one is Lazy Days KOA. It's an RV park, and they've got a cool game room, and I think we've got 5 machines in there now. But we've got 9 at the Indoor Sports Center, and Attack from Mars is one of them.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. It's Wayne Sager. Wayne Sager founded the Tucson Pinball League. There's Super League and there's Bi-Weekly. So I would suggest anybody interested in pinball, log on to TucsonPinball.com and find out what's going on. And, dude, you brought T-shirts and everything. Was this from your event last night?
No, these are our Tucson Pinball logo shirts. That's the logo we have on our Facebook page.
I love it.
It's got a cool pinball themed candy skull. We've got pop bumpers for the eyes, and
I want to get some of my own personalized balls. Can you get those?
You know what, people? There is a company that will laser engrave the pinball.
Right. Yeah.
And it's permanent. It does not wear off.
I love it, man. It's been a lot of fun chatting about pinball with you, Wayne. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. I've had a blast.
Yeah. Check out his website, TucsonPinball.com. 8:43, it's The Frank Show. We'll be right back.
So how cool was that, right? I mean, there's a few things in there that I was just like, oh, you said that wrong. Like the whole Lethal Weapon 3 thing. You know, it's like I really try to maintain a positive aspect, and I'm not going to go on a radio show and be like, yeah, Lethal Weapon sucks because Joe Pesci says okay a bajillion times, you know? Like, I think the only thing that comes close to it is Shoot the Pyramid in Stargate, right? But it's just like, honestly, I enjoy shooting that game. It's just, if you could turn off Joe Pesci to like maybe 5% of the times when he's talking about saying okay, like that's a fun game, you know? And I was trying to say, yes, these games exist. There are so many different titles in so many different genres that if you like something, it's out there, you know? That was kind of where I was trying to go with that. And fortunately, we were able to reel that back in with, you know, hey, let's actually talk about the top games and stuff like that. And then there's a few other fact-checking things that I kind of wasn't able to come up with on the fly, and I wasn't 100% sure. Like the Escher Lefkoff thing, he's 13, he's not 11. And I was just like, yeah, he's under 18, and that's insane. You know, just like, that's so cool. But outside of that, like I honestly had so much fun. That was such a cool experience. I think everything went well. I think everybody involved had a good time. You know, Frank was chatting afterwards. He's like, dude, that was a ton of fun. I'm hooked, you know, and Vic was kind of saying the same thing. He's like, you know, it's something that you don't really see everywhere anymore, but it's a whole lot of fun, and it's a fun aspect to have out there to you know, and enjoy your leisure and time with, and get some entertainment value out of it. So that's kind of it. Hopefully everybody got a kick out of it, and hopefully it was good for the local pinball enthusiast community. And you know, like I said, all I'm trying to do is drag some pinheads out from wherever we can't find them yet, and get them into the scene, and you know, maybe even make some new pinheads out of folks that don't really realize they like the game yet. So that's kind of it. Thanks for tuning in. Party on.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
It's Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Party time.